Kootenay National Park, Highway 93 South has been reopened to alternating traffic as police continue to investigate a serious head-on vehicle collision in Kootenay National Park north of Radium, B.C. Banff RCMP were called to help Columbia Valley RCMP deal with a serious motor vehicle collision on the two-lane stretch of highway between Dolly Varden and Settlers Road about 2:30 p.m. on Thursday, June 29. Initial reports are that of several passengers suffering life-threatening injuries, said RCMP Corporal James Grundy. The exact condition of all those involved is not known at this time. However, the Stars 1 crew and helicopter from Calgary were dispatched following the two-vehicle collision and transported one person. After landing on the highway, our crews cared for and transported a female patient in her 30s to Foothills Medical Center where she arrived in stable condition, said Deborah Tetley, a spokesperson for Stars Air Ambulance. Corporal Gina Slaney, public information officer with the RCMP's Southern Alberta District, said Banff RCMP advised that Highway 93 is now open for alternating traffic. However, motorists should expect delays, she said. Earlier in the afternoon, vehicles were being stopped at the Trans-Canada Highway near Castle Mountain. According to social media reports, ambulance and police raced out of Invermere mid-afternoon. Drive BC says travelers should expect delays. Highway 93 South was the scene of a fatal accident earlier this year involving a semi-trailer and a car. The accident happened just after 2 a.m. February 2 near Hector Gorge between Kootenay Crossing Warden Station and the Simpson River Trail, about 46 kilometers north of Radium Hot Springs. In Kootenay National Park, new mitigation measures have been put in place over the past year, including the installation of new speed readers to notify traffic of their actual speed at select locations and additional lights on recommended speed signs to increase awareness. In addition, the Storm Mountain brake check area has now been altered from optional to mandatory and the lane markings are being repainted to increase visibility. Enhanced patrols and enforcement along Highway 93 South are happening. Cell phone coverage is not available in Kootenay National Park, however, there are emergency satellite phones at Marble Canyon, Kootenay Crossing Operations Center, Simpson River Trailhead and Kootenay River Day Use Area. The Outlook will update the story when information becomes available.